A memorable edition of 60 Minutes from back in 2011 reported that banks across the nation had used forged signatures to process foreclosure documents. Later, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette launched an investigation that found that more than 1,000 unauthorized and improperly executed documents were filed with county registers of deeds throughout the state. Those documents were prepared by a company named DocX, which was identified in the 60 Minutes show. Now, after reaching a $2.5 million civil settlement with the parent company of DocX, efforts against mortgage fraud are continuing. Earlier this month, Macomb County launched a first-in-the-nation high-tech mortgage database, what they call the Super Index, to help homeowners and home buyers fight fraud. Joining us today, Macomb County Register of Deeds Carmela Sabaugh, who leads the development of the system, and Ingham County Register of Deeds Curtis Hertel, Jr. Carmela, good morning.
Oh, good morning to you.
Curtis Hertel, nice to see you again, too.
Always nice to see you, Mark.
Carmela, first, tell us about the fire. I guess you're contending with the fallout from a fire at some of your county offices in Macomb. What happened, and how are you getting by?
Well, you know something. We had probably one of the oldest buildings in Macomb County. It's a 1930 building that we were housed there. And not only were we there, we had our finance department, our HR department, our IT department. So all of the wires and cabling and everything was in that building. They did not have an off-site, disaster recovery area. And so what happened when the fire broke, it was a fire because of water coming in at the pipe. Obviously, they were looking for anywhere where they could put the wires years ago because those old buildings did not have, access to something like the technology we have today.
Okay.
So anyhow, they put the wires in there, water came in there, and then there was an electrical fire. And so we were on the second floor. All of our equipment, we had to relocate to a building that doesn't have any phones, and the phone line is not connected to our county phone. And so anyhow, so we had to move the registers over there. We're just unpacking some of our equipment now. Our company, our partner company, ACS Xerox, they shipped us all new equipment, and we were waiting for the AT&T line because of the direction from our IT department, and that's where we're at now. We're going to get one of those UVerse lines in there. We do have off-site for our Register of Deeds, and we are proud of that office, and we're really proud to present this Super Index and tell you how wonderful it was working with our vendor, ACS, Xerox, and Google. We had a relationship with Google, and the way we had that relationship, the county was trying to get a new email, access. And one of the people in my office, Todd Schmitz, a lot of people know who he is, and he's the kind of a person who gets onto something and doesn't let it go till we get it completed. Anyhow, we are using the email with Google, and so Google was up. And so we had other things that we did with Google. They had recognized us as a government transformer because we use a lot of their products.
Let's back up just a little bit, though, and just start at the beginning here for people who haven't heard about this. How does, in real basic terms, how does the Super Index work, and who is it for?
Okay, the Super Index really is for anyone who is searching records. It is an easy way to do it, and that was one of the things that we thought after listening to that 60-minute TV show, that when someone was doing robocalls, these banks were doing these fraudulent signatures with Linda Green, is how can you find out how many that did come into your county? There's no way we could do that except by going document by document. This system, the Super Index, everything is OCR'd, which means that it's an optical character recognition where they gather all of that, because otherwise you're limited to your index, what was indexed. So this way, for the public, they can look up, and let's face it, your home is your castle. I mean, everyone, that's the American dream, is to own the home. And really what happened during that mortgage fraud was so detrimental to all of our people. And they can go online and now, and if you pulled up Linda Green, you would find how many we would have in this county fraudulent signatures. But there was a real person in Macomb County named Linda Green, you know. So anyhow, this index will help title companies. It'll help the public, the mom and pop who, you know, everyone, honestly, I think just about everyone knows how to search with Google. It's easy. It's, you know, it's very fast.
And that's the heart of it right there, is the search capability. You go to Macomb. Here, for our listeners who might want to see what we're talking about,
sure.
The URL is macomb.govrcd.com. Macomb.govrcd.com. They go to that website, they can plug in a name, and you will end up being led to every document in the county files with that name on it.
You know, that's right. And we've had over 7 million records, and we've had all of them OCR'd, and all of them can, you know, the super index can get to them.
Okay. And this is a first in the nation thing. There's no
Absolutely.
Other county in the nation that is doing this.
Really. And I really do think because of that, the fraud that happened with the banks, and because, you know, I think Hertel can speak to that, as far as, because I think he did enter into a lawsuit, you know, against them. We didn't. We did something a little different. But anyhow, I think any time that you have, you know, risk for your property records, it's not good. And if this can cut it down a little bit, we'd be very happy about that.
Sure. Well, we're on a last name basis here. Hertel, what do you make of this?
I'm sorry.
You guys know each other.
I know so many Hertels. I'm sorry. I know his father, his uncle.
You two are acquainted, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's a very good family, a very good political family, by the way. And
Curtis, what do you make of this?
I commend Macomb County and Carmella for what they're doing. I think that you know, property fraud is the fastest growing white collar crime in America. Michigan is one of the top 10 states where it happens. So it's not just foreclosure fraud in general. You know, in Ingham County, we've found ways to handle it. We've started indexing more information on documents once the fraud started happening. We have a property fraud alert system. People can go to propertyfraudalert.com. Give us their name, email address, and any.
That's a county thing?
Yeah.
Propertyfraudalert.com is an Ingham County thing.
It's a Ingham County thing through a separate vendor.
Okay.
I think there are five or six state counties in the state that have it. But you go on, you give us your name and your address, and then anytime anything's ever found in the records that it's filed with your name in it, you get an email or telling you about it. But I'm definitely very interested in this. It sounds like could be very helpful in the process. I can tell you that having staff go through looking for Linda Green documents was a nightmare.
By hand, yeah.
We were going through, and we believe we found them all, but it took us, you know, a good couple weeks to do it, and this would obviously make it faster.
I can imagine. What security issues did you deal with, Carmella, and how does security in general work with the Super Index working with Google like this?
No, it's all through our ACS Xerox system, you know, and the Google search, they're tied in together with that.
Okay.
So it's as secure as our records are secure here, and that's part of it. And we've been on the internet with land access, and we still have land access, you know, up there. And we wanted an easier way to search, because once, if you're looking for something like Curtis was saying, that, you know, there's all kinds of fraud, and this can help with all kinds, because people can check their record. They can look on there. And I, you know, commend him for stepping out and really starting a lawsuit against them, because that really needed to happen. And I think that as long as we're vigilant as Register of Deeds and elected officials, we can have a bigger impact on this.
Curtis, do you think your job and other registers of deeds jobs are going to be, is this the cutting edge of change as to how your job gets done?
I think OCR technology has made it amazing to actually pick up more and more data. The ability for a computer to scan something and actually read it. I mean, it's intelligent recognition is very impressive. So we have different vendors. Carmel's with ACS. I'm with Fiddler Technologies. They're both on the cutting edge of stuff. So I plan on talking to my vendor and seeing exactly what partnerships they could make to make things like this happen as well.
Carmella, how badly was Macomb County hit by mortgage fraud?
You know something, it's one of those we've had. It's kind of one of those invisibles, so you don't really know that it's happening until it happens. And we've had so many foreclosures, and as far as the number, I don't really have a number. But I know that people are very concerned about it, and a lot of times with the people signing those fraudulent mortgages, I think that was the biggest impact, the fraudulent mortgages. And to think that the banks that these companies could do that and with no accountability of what they were doing is just despicable, really.
I hope I don't sound like I'm belaboring this, but there are around 3,000 counties in the United States. How do you know you're leading the nation with this?
Well, you know something, we know because we had certainly with Google and the vendor that we have ACS, they service all around the country, and Google has a large, group of people that they serve too. So we are in a, if somebody, says that they have it, then let's hear it. Give us a shout out.
any privacy issues, Carmella Sabaugh?
No. I mean, we are on the internet with public records anyhow. That is a public record that you have to put out there. So we've redacted, we have redacted all of the Social Security numbers that was done prior to this. We have in Macomb County, and really thanks to the legislature quite a few years ago, they had every record that is recorded, the county register gets a $5 that they have to use for technology. And we cannot spend it on employees, we cannot spend it on any other office, just for technology within the register's office. So that's how we were able to do a lot of these things that we are doing. And this will pay for itself, because when people search and you've got to try it. I mean, and I know Curtis has already tried it, and you just have to do it. And you can pay for it. You will get what you need. You don't have to scroll through a whole lot. You can actually get right to the document if you have certain information on it.
What was your experience with it, Curtis or Tell?
It works well.
Yeah.
It's similar to our software, except for there's just more data points that are available. I think that's really what interesting thing about what Google has done is that they've made it so there's more data points. So, for example, we don't code addresses. So people have to have legal descriptions or names, because that's historically how properties have moved over time. Addresses change, legal descriptions don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how most land records offices are throughout the state. This would pick up the address, for example. So that's a very interesting and good thing.
Curtis, you're the head of the statewide Association of Registers of Deeds. Is the word getting out about Macomb's system, and are people exploring it?
I haven't had a meeting since the press came out last week, but we are having our summer conference in Mackinac, and I'm sure it'll be a big discussion there.
Carmella Sabaugh, are Macomb residents taking to the system? Do you know they're using it?
Yes, absolutely. We've had a lot of the area people, definitely the different attorneys in the area, the different, and I have some beautiful quotes by these people. They're excited about it. We have had it out there for them to search with, and that's why we just recently, within the last few months, actually rolled it out. But the public loves it, because a Google search, how easy is that? And then they can look at all of the things, what they're looking for, if they're looking for a lien, if they're looking for whatever they're looking on that record. And you're right, we cannot index all of the different functions that they can pick up from the, after they've OCR'd something.
So we've been, we're,
excited about it. And we had to pick, you know, we've had, you know, one of here's one of the things from the Clark and Anderson, Andrews from O'Reilly's, one of the big law firms in Macomb County, and he says the new Macomb County Register of Deeds Super Index is much faster and easier to use than our other, we have land access. If you use Google, you'll like the Super Index and try it now. And everyone has to try it, I think. Try it, and really, I think it's going to, and you can never tell how much something's going to be used, but it was well received, and I think, you know, I think it is true. Each county has, you know, has their own vendor that they work with, and we have worked with ACS Xerox for years. When I first came in this office back in 20 years ago.
We're gonna have to move on, Carmela. I do appreciate this very much. Been very enlightening. Macomb.govrcd.com. Carmela Sabaugh is the Register of Deeds for Macomb County. We've been talking about the Super Index with her and with Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel, Jr. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Always nice talking to you, Carmela.
Bye now. Bye.